Welcome to this Rock the Flock podcast. Listen to the full two-hour show each Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. on 89.7 WJHO.
This is Rock the Flock Radio on 89.7 WJHO and the Rock the Flock podcast for the week of January 26, 2025. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. You can listen to the show on 89.7 WJHO, also online at 897WJHO.org and the Radio Alabama app. Joining me this week, another very special guest, a wonderful Christian independent artist, Miss Sweden Janulovic. You'll enjoy the interview, you'll enjoy her music, and you'll enjoy much more in this show. God bless you. Thank you for listening. It's Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome to Rock the Flock Radio for week number two. And my guest this week was supposed to be the guest for week number one. But as I always put it up to the Lord, I said, Lord, send this and lead this show. Because I had a guest last week that was amazing. But Sweden, I know the Lord has called you to this week. You are the, and I'll say it, you are the backbone of this show.
Wow.
Okay. You're the first reason when I interviewed you on the Mix Sunday morning show. You were, after I got out of that, I said, there's no way that her music is not playing everywhere.
Wow.
I said, Lord, what a blessing. And so you're on the number two show, but you're number one, and I hate to say it because people are listening to this all over the country. Miss Sweden, you're number one with me because I'm still blown away with your music. Miss Sweden Janulovic, how are you doing?
Wow, I'm truly humbled by that. I'm great. I'm doing awesome, and I thank you again for having me.
Well, I just
for another.
Yes, I mean we've tried it, and it didn't. You know, this show was pushed off, but here we are, and it's in the Lord's timing.
Amen. It is. Yep, it always is in his timing.
And I'm always excited to get to interview you. You're a child of God. You are totally amazing. And I can't wait to see, like I've told you before, I can't wait to see what God's going to do with you.
Yeah, same. I'm like, Lord, let your will be done and not mine.
Well, Miss Sweden, we are on, like I said, we're on a new show. We're on Rock the Flock Radio now, and there are a lot of people listening, a lot of independent Christian artists. So we get to open up to a lot of brothers and sisters, and today this is your platform. So why don't you tell all of them who Miss Sweden Janulovic is?
Yeah, well, hello, everyone. I'm Sweden Janulovic, and I am a child of God. I've just started, you know, just last year with releasing music. The Lord led me into this direction. I'd asked him, said, Lord, where is it that you want me to be? And so he's placed me in, you know, singing for his glory. And it's been amazing. I'm also a mom and I have a little one. And yeah, so That's a little bit about me.
And I know more because this isn't your first music. I don't know if you gig, if that's what you want to call it. You've done some TV music. You've done some, I believe, other platforms of music. And and the Lord has called you to sing for him.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, that's what I was I was telling some people that, different executives that reach out to me, my story on how I'd never thought the Lord would direct me into music. And then especially going in and singing for him, I'm like, wow, it's amazing. But yeah, it's what he does, what his plan is, what our plan is, and then what his plan is, like, well, hello.
Well, I was riding in here, and we were on the phone because I was running late for this, and I hate being late, but I was listening to Lauren Daigle came on the radio, and it was her song "Hold On," and I didn't realize it at first because I was thinking about this interview, thinking about you, and it almost sounded just like you on the radio.
Wow.
You have that kind of talent. You have that kind of different voice. I can't wait for everybody to hear your music because that's what you're on the show about. Not only are you an amazing person, but you have unbelievable music. And when they get to hear it, they'll understand my excitement in this.
Wow, truly humbled.
Well, I tell you what, we'll come back and do you have a Bible verse to share with us?
I do.
Okay, when we come back, why don't you share that verse and maybe why you're sharing it? And we'll be right back with Sweden right here on Mix Sunday. I almost said Mix Sunday morning. I got to get used to this. Rock the Flock Radio.
Amen.
Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. No, I did mess up, Miss Sweden. I put the Mix Sunday and I stopped it right there. It's not the Mix Sunday Morning Show anymore, but that's where we met. That's how we got introduced and had an amazing interview. A lot of people talked about that interview, and that's why you are back as a highly favored guest on the Rock the Flock Radio Show.
Hallelujah.
You didn't know we had a huge fan, did you? I mean, I'm your what do they call it? A groupie that goes around. Yeah, that went around with the
groupie.
group.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just your groupie. So
groupie.
Get ready. You're number one fan, but more importantly, I pray for you. And
Amen.
I'm excited to see what God's gonna do, and I'm excited to hear the scripture or verse that you're going to share with us.
Amen. Yes, just a reminder that the Lord is always with you. He said, "I am always with you," in Matthew 28:20. So just remember that when you feel alone, you're going through your trials and your tribulations, that the Lord is always with you and He cares about everything you're going through.
Amen. Because we talked about some things on the car ride in here. There's a lot going on in this world. There's some things that are happening right in front of us. The pages of Revelation are coming to life.
Absolutely.
And you hear different things from all different angles. And we have to remember as Christians that we're not alone, okay? This isn't, we just had a huge election here in this country. There are a lot of things happening, but the Lord is with us. So we can't worry about tomorrow because the Bible tells us not to worry about that. And
Yeah, absolutely.
We got to hang on to the Lord today because it says today has enough trouble of its own. So we need Him today. And thank you for reminding us that in our daily walk, we are never alone.
Amen. And that's the truth.
And
We
you,
are never alone.
and that's kind of a spin-off, because didn't you write a song called Never Alone?
Absolutely, I did.
Was that the first shameless plug on Rock the Flock Radio? How you just slid it on it. Let me just put this Bible verse in there that happens to be one of my songs.
Yeah, it's a good reminder because, I mean, Greg, isn't there sometimes where you feel like you're alone?
I do, yes, ma'am. You know, and I have to be reminded, as I've told kids for years, that that's where Satan wants us. I mean, he wants you in the corner, to, you know, that nobody loves you, nobody cares about you. And, you know, I really had a moment yesterday, and I'll be honest with it. I did an interview, a video interview, and I saw it when it was posted for sports. And I said, I look horrible. Why would anybody want to? I said, man, you look old. You look
the way you act,
Greg. The way you move, that looks so stupid. And it really,
that's a lie.
And it weighed on me. It really did, Miss Sweden. And I had to get home last night, and I just had to go to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, Lord, please just help. I need help. Help me, because I don't need to think these things. You know. I'm not the best looking person. I'm not the worst looking person, but I'm yours. I'm yours, God. I'm your Amen. Creation. And I want to be who you want me to be, not what I see, not what other people see. I hope when they see me, they see you.
Through you. Yes. Amen. So,
So thank you. Cause I mean, I did actually, that was yesterday. And if anybody's listening, we all have those times when we feel alone.
Absolutely.
That everything's against us. And how could, and really, Miss Sweden, how could God allow this? But wow, he allows it because we're not looking for him. And that's all that's all we have to do.
Yeah.
We talked about it last week on the show. I mean, he's right there.
Absolutely, you know? Right there by your side, holding your hand tight.
Mm-hmm. So that is probably the main topic of depression. It's probably the main topic of anxiety.
Absolutely, yeah. The feeling, being in that stage of feeling alone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But we have the answer. I mean,
amen.
Jesus is the answer. He is the fix to anything we need in life.
Absolutely. You just call on him, and I mean, he's there. He fixes it.
He's worked
every broken piece.
Yes, he's worked in your life. He's worked in my life.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, I'll tell you what, when we come back, Miss Sweden, we're going to talk about two of your songs. And we're going to have those played throughout the show. So that's really cool. And I'll let everybody know when those will be played. So we'll come back and we'll talk about My Healer and Never Alone.
All right. Amen.
All right. We'll be back with Miss Sweden right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Welcome back to Rock the Flock Radio. Joining me today, Miss Sweden. And Miss Sweden, I hope I say this right all the time. Janulovic?
Yeah, that's accurate.
Okay.
It sounds great. I've heard it several different ways, but that sounds perfect, actually.
Well, I'm honored, and I'm highly blessed. I want to just say thank you, Lord, that you're on the show. And you know, I think very highly of you. This show has been enlightened by your grace. So thank you.
Yes, and thank you. I'm humbled, and I'm very grateful for this opportunity again.
Well, you've written two songs, and you're writing more. And I know you said something about the. Not to be better, but it's somewhere in those. And I told you, I don't know if you could get any better than either one of these songs. I play them on my Alexa all the time. I say, Alexa, open YouTube, play Sweden, play My Healer, play Never Alone. And I listen to it in the shop, inside. It's just your music is absolutely beautiful. Because I love the gift God's given you in your voice. I love the the words, the powerful words that God has given you to put it to a tune and give it to us.
Amen. Yeah, all the credit goes to the Lord. Yeah, I'm truly humbled.
Well, two of the songs we're going to talk about, My Healer and Never Alone. Which one's your favorite song?
Ooh, wow, that makes me want to sit back and think.
If you were on a stage and somebody said, Sweden, pick your favorite song.
Honestly, so it would have to be Never Alone, just because with My Healer, that came with a cost, you know, with going through the storm and praying for healing. So I love that song also, but I would have to say Never Alone, truthfully, would be the song that I cherish.
What inspired you to write that song?
Well, I know we had talked about it, you know, and I was feeling alone that day. It's like we talked, you know, a while ago, but I was down and I was, you know, I was like reminiscing about my dad, and I was actually sitting in the back of his 1939 Packard, and I was crying. I'm like, Lord, I miss my dad. And I, you know, and I just, it hit me. And I heard the Lord saying, Sweden, you are not alone. And I'm here with you. I'm right by your side. And I could see his hand, you know, putting it in mine and saying, I'm holding your hand tight while you go through this storm. And I was just like, wow. And I ran back in the house and I wrote the song.
Mm. That's good stuff.
It's like I could feel the anointing of the Lord. It's like, wow. So, yeah, that's how the song evolved.
Well, what inspired you to write My Healer?
Whew, Lord. Wow. So this is the real story. I was just writing a song about past stories, testimonies of friends that had been healed, you know, healed from cancer, healed just all different circumstances. And I was just like, wow, I need to write a song about healing. Well, as I was going to Nashville to record My Healer in December, okay, this was last year, I became so ill that I could not sing the song, Greg. And I had to come back to Dallas, and I mean, month after month, I was so sick, and I was seeking doctors. They couldn't find anything. There was no diagnosis. I mean, month after month, and I said, Lord, I am praying for healing. I'm just like, Lord. And so that was my time, Greg. That is where the song came from, is actually that song was me. Mm. My healer praying for healing. So that is, that's where it came from. Very, very deep.
That is. And that's, I know how crazy, how God's going to get his word out, where you're sitting there and you're going to say, okay, I'm going to write this song and I'm going to tell all these great, wonderful stories, how God's worked in all these people's lives.
Right.
And it turns around that it's really the song crying out to my healer.
Wow. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Months and months.
We'll be playing both those songs, My Healer and Never Alone, right here on Rock the Flock Radio. Miss Sweden, how can people connect with you?
So I am on all major platforms. You can find me Spotify, iTunes, you name it. And I'm on Instagram, but I'm pretty quiet right now. But yeah, like all major platforms you can find me on. So yeah, as of for now, and then more music to come.
And I'll be your agent, since she's not on Instagram, not taking messages. If you need to get something to her, just reach out to me. Boy, that makes me feel good. Now I'm not a groupie anymore. I actually have meaning in all this.
That's funny.
Well, Ms. Sweden, can I say a prayer?
Absolutely.
Heavenly Father, I come to you again with this, this awesome child. God, I ask you to continue to be with Sweden, to continue to protect her, to continue to guide her. Lord, as you said, you command legions of angels. Lord, I ask for those angels to walk with her. That God, you will direct her steps and continue to bless her days. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God bless you also.
Well, God bless you, Sweden. And I thank you. You finally made it on the Rock the Flock show. We've tried unsuccessfully 2 times. But today, I know it was meant for someone to hear. And I can't wait for all the connections now that come through this. The people that will be connecting with you, independent Christian artists all over the country that will be connecting with you now.
Amen. Truly humbled and grateful.
Well, you have a great evening.
I will, and you do the same.
That's Sweden Janulovic right here on Rock the Flock Radio. I hope you enjoyed this week. I hope you enjoyed my special guest, Ms. Sweden Janulovic. I encourage you to go out and listen to her music, My Healer, and Never Alone. Coming up next week, Christian artist Ann Wilson will join Rock the Flock Radio. You won't want to miss that interview. I've interviewed her in the past. Ann Wilson's song, My Jesus, is one of the best songs. So tune in for that. And you can always listen at home, at work, in the car, on air, and online at 897WJHO.org or on the go with the Radio Alabama app. This is Rock the Flock on 89.7 WJHO, the Inspiration Station. I'm Greg Wyckoff. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Rock the Flock. If you like what you heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday evening from 7 to 9 on 89.7 WJHO. 897WJHO.org, 89.7 WJHO on the Radio Alabama app, or on Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama.